the army.
Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is Word of the Day. That was Queen with Under Pressure, and this is Word of the Day. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I'm sorry, I'm losing at words with friends. I'm Chris. Hi.
Speak clearly into the mic, Senator.
I'll do what I want.
The word of the day today is under.
Finding it.
The word of the day today is still under.
Under, preposition, extending or directly below, at room level, at a lower level than. Adverb, extending or directly below something, underwater. Adjective, denoting the lowest part of something. And the origin is from the Germanic, the Dutch onder and the German unter.
Origin.
And that all went in together to create
the origin
under.
Is from Oregon.
Sentence, Chris.
It's actually from the Germanic word for orange as well. It's not, but you just wanted to hear me say it. What, he can have a
I can't
sentence. No, I'm saying what? To say the sentence.
Yeah, you
oh,
could just
you,
do that.
I thought you were pointing at my tummy, and I was like,
no.
Oh, are you trying to say
I'm
something?
I'm saying to say the sentence.
Yeah, oh. That'd just be weird.
Okay, the sentence for today is I am under a lot of pressure to win this game, and I'm losing with words with friends because I have only vowels. I only have A's, I's, and O's, and it's like the... Oh,
no,
I have
no, you had a U.
I have an A, two I's, two O's, and two U's, because the world is plotting against me, and I can only make goo for 5 points.
Is this our first preposition on the show?
I don't know what a preposition is, so maybe...
Anywhere
yeah, I think
mouse
we've
goes.
Done a pronoun, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, personally.
No, you're not.
Prepositions are awesome.
You're really hiding
above.
You know what else is awesome?
Below.
You know what else is awesome?
You winning at words of friends, which isn't happening.
Better, goo for 5 points.
Hey.
Let's play that and lose.
And let's play another song. Let's play Underwear by Pulp.
Well, first I have to unlock my computer because it went all. Oh, never mind. I lied. What am I?
I don't know what you're talking about. We're playing these off of vinyl.
This is the song by Pulp, Underwear, off of their album Different Class.
Why don't you shut the door and close the curtains? 'Cause you're not going anywhere. He's coming up the stairs, and in a moment he'll want to see your underwear. I couldn't stop it now. There's no way to get out. He's standing far too near. How the hell did you get here? Semi naked in somebody else's room. I'd give my it's underway. There's no escaping the fact that you're a girl and he's a boy. I couldn't stop it now. There's no way to get out. He's standing far too near. How the hell did you get here? Semi-naked in somebody else's room. I'd give my
That was The Strokes with Undercover of Darkness, preceded by Pulp with Underwear from A Different Class. And speaking of that Pulp song, boxers, briefs, or boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs, 100%.
Chris?
Sorry, what?
Boxers, briefs, or boxer briefs?
I'm trying to get this triple letter, and it's... I don't want to say the literal
His
most frustrating thing ever. What?
Boxers, briefs, or boxer briefs?
I thought you already knew.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but the viewers, they don't...
What is it?
It's boxers.
How do you know?
For you?
Yeah.
Because you've talked 1,000 times about how you wear boxers.
Well, yeah, it's great.
Why do you wear boxers?
Boxer briefs.
Okay, so...
And in terms of... In a radio way of explaining it.
I like the prints.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
See, I like the prints on boxer briefs more. I feel like you can get way more creative ones.
I'm not about the prints.
I'm about the prints.
I just want... The underwear isn't a style statement.
He's such an adult.
Practical.
You're such an adult.
That's not an adult thing. That's
I bet
like
you file
a,
your taxes
that's
yourself.
Like, that's like a 73-year-old man thing.
No, he's like, I like them white.
I can make... No.
I like them green.
Ivory.
And I like them to have no holes.
And
well, yeah,
the top 1% of underwear is too shiny for me.
The average underwear is $27. $27.
Paying any more for underwear is just a bad investment.
When I was growing up in Brooklyn,
it is rigged.
Rigged,
I tell
you.
Underwear is rigged.
Take my wife, please.
So, yeah, boxer briefs. The comfort of boxers with the support of briefs.
Yep. Have you seen Louis C.K.'s thing?
I've said this 1,000 times.
I disagree, and let me tell you why. Because they're for nerds.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs
you
are
go
for
to,
nerds.
No, briefs are
you
go
to, for nerds.
Chris, you go to Tufts.
No problem.
You go to Tufts.
Exactly, what's your point?
Nerds.
We're an institution of awesome skateboarder kids. What are you talking about?
No, we're in an institution of nerds who
did
think that they're awesome
in...
skateboarder kids.
Did First of all,
Chris,
I'm
did I
queen
just walk
of
to
the awesome
UMass
skateboarder
Boston?
Kids.
This is UMass Boston with all these skater kids? I'm assuming
you're
UMass
thinking,
Boston
You're thinking
is.
Of Suffolk. You're That's thinking of Suffolk.
I don't know what a Suffolk is.
I just took
is.
A guess.
You know what Suffolk is?
Nope.
It's a college, in Boston.
Oh.
In Suffolk.
Suffolk University.
Specifically.
Where is it?
In it's Suffolk. Right, it's right on the Boston Common, actually.
I don't know what the Boston Common is.
Yeah, you do.
You do know what the Common is.
Do you mean like
the It's like the Central Park of Boston
no,
that isn't
yeah.
as cool.
Oh,
yeah, it's
oh,
the
that
Central
one,
Park of Boston
oh, the one,
cool.
the one with
it's
the,
awesome,
the one with
though.
The artsy people who wear whatever they want.
Sure.
What's that one? Emerson.
That's Emerson.
Emerson
is
Georgia.
Right next to Suffolk.
Okay, I only looked at Tufts when I was playing for
school. No, that's fine.
That's
I only looked at Tufts in Boston. But you like, I picked it up. I didn't know where Suffolk was, though.
So, Charlie, boxer briefs or boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs, 100%.
I would have pegged you as like the old-timey knickers that they have in, like, the 1900s.
Well, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Well, what I found interesting recently is now boxer briefs are getting split into two different distinct styles.
What, the really tight ones?
The trunks, which are shorter, and the legit boxer briefs, which are longer, which will go down to, like, one-third thigh. Whereas, like, the trunks will actually kind of go up higher. I'm happy that men finally have such a wide array of underwear types, you know?
I disagree. I just want to wear a thong in public.
Yeah, there's also
the
very underrated asymmetric man thong.
Oh, true.
Have you heard about these?
True. Oh, I've heard of these.
They're like, it's like swimwear, Chris, right? Or stuff you'll wear to the beach. But it's just like, it's just a pouch that covers the stuff, and then you
stuff.
It like, it's one.
What, like your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
good.
it's like one
like
little
phone,
strip
like
of fabric. One okay. little strip of fabric that you squeeze behind you.
So it's like, yeah, it goes around it goes around like one leg.
How does it stay up?
You have to clench.
Tension.
You clench.
Tension.
Clench.
Yeah, so it doesn't go over. It doesn't go over clench. Both legs. It just goes over one leg.
Well, it sounds like a weird tan line just waiting to happen.
No, I mean it totally
and
is.
I'm
Ooh,
down
true.
For that.
It also
you
looks
could
terrible.
You could, I guess, you could switch though, like every other day.
Yeah, but it also just looks objectively bad. I'm
so
it's not even
speaking
a matter
of objectively bad.
I'm gonna Google this. What am I Googling?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Asymmetric
the
man thong.
Red. Oh.
No, you're not.
How does one spell asymmetric?
I'll tell you at the break. We're gonna play some music now.
We're gonna play some music
first. Is that right?
Wait.
No, I'm missing an M.
Here's Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Under the Bridge.
Call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me?
That was The Underdog by Spoon off of the album Ga 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 Ga.
Sure.
Pronounced like that.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Under the Bridge.
Yeah, Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Great song. My high school had a huge, huge Red Hot Chili Peppers phase that everyone went through, probably when I was in
and
is sophomore
that,
year.
When you were 50.
Is that
yeah,
resentment?
Wait, sophomore. I had a sophomore
year. Yeah, when
year.
I was 15.
Wow. What a world.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun time. A lot of people played Red Hot Chili Peppers at every single opportunity to play music. People would bring guitars in to like lunch and just start playing Red Hot Chili Peppers.
In fourth grade, did you also have that with Maroon 5?
No.
My school had that with Maroon 5, and it was really annoying, and I wasn't down for that, and it was just annoying for me, just having to deal with like a bunch of like Urban Outfitters 2011 hipsters that think urban or that think that like Maroon 5 is cool. And I'm like, you can like Maroon 5 if you want, but don't like it because you feel like you have to for facade purposes.
We didn't have that, but my fifth grade class, our favorite movie was I Am Legend. Just
oh boy,
yeah,
is that
was
the
interesting.
One about that's the muscular Will, dude on Will, Mars.
Will Smith,
like Mars is like Rome.
No, it's Will no. Smith on Earth and zombies and yeah. A dog.
Oh, right.
You're
right,
thinking
right,
of John Carter, which is actually a really interesting. It's not a great movie, but it's really interesting. The story about
one
how
of the
it
biggest
made.
Flops in film history.
One of the biggest flops, and it was in development hell, that movie, for something like 60 years. Like, the rights to this movie had been, like, bouncing back and forth between
you know
people
I don't
for,
get?
Like, 60 years.
I don't get how there are so many movies that get to a point where I see the trailer and then I say, that looks terrible, no one is going to see that, it's going to flop, and we all know. But someone had to greenlight it. And, like, there are certain ideas that I'm like,
I mean,
how did people greenlight it?
John Carter is actually kind of an interesting
I'm not saying specifically John
story.
Carter.
I would say, like, 47 Ronin, the Keanu Reeves movie, where it's him as, like, a samurai. Like, that is not some... Like, I just looked at the trailer, I was like, I don't think... Like, who would go watch this? Like... Chris is raising his hand.
You saw it?
No, I have a point of inquiry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that you would watch it.
Yeah.
What is your point of inquiry?
You have to call on me.
Yes, Chris.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so my point of inquiry is, do y'all know a movie I like to call Zootopia?
Yeah, yes.
Because I thought that was going to be bad. And then it got 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
and
I guess
I'm seeing Zootopia now.
Did you see Star Wars?
And it was so good.
That happened. Did you see Star Wars, Chris?
What?
Did you see Star Wars?
Seven. I didn't like that.
No, that's not the issue.
Bored.
We're not going to get into
whatever.
That. We're not going to get into that. But before that, they played the clip from Zootopia.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the one with the sloths. On the theater.
Well, I think it was late for the.
Oh, you missed a great trailer.
I saw it with my dad, and it was awesome.
Okay, I'm looking at the biggest box office
Classic
flops right
Ray.
Now.
Yes.
And so for example, get Battleship.
Movies
who thought
that
it would be good to make a movie about Battleship that like. Made sense.
The answer is
I thought it would be good. It's just I wouldn't put Rihanna in it as like a naval captain or
it
whatever.
It wouldn't have been greenlit without Rihanna and without Liam Neeson. That's the only reason. And like that's the thing that happens is these executives kind of sit around and they go like, okay, like the story kind of sounds interesting, but like if you can get some stars on board, we'll greenlight it. And they get
and
Liam Neeson on board.
Randos like Rihanna.
Yeah, and they get
acting.
Rihanna on board and they're like, oh, cool, Rihanna's acting debut. Done. Like, this movie's totally getting
check.
Good. Here's $47 million.
Okay, now, my dream cast for Battleship, I've never seen it, but I would have Dolph Lundgren.
I just for the name?
Yeah, I would have Dolph Lundgren.
No, Dolph Lundgren
I would
totally
have
works.
Nicki Minaj.
That doesn't
I
work.
I would have Benedict Cumberbatch as a nerd
sure.
that no one respects.
Yes, he's the one that discovers the aliens, and everyone's like, oh, Benedict.
Everyone's like, no one listened to Benedict. He's British or something.
He's like, the enemy.
He'd be like the Charlie of the show.
Okay.
He'd be like the responsible mm-hmm. one and stuff.
But no one believes him. The Cassandra, if you will.
Yeah, the Cassandra. I'm honestly just naming random celebrities. Chloe Kardashian.
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
Yeah, Keira Knightley as Elizabeth Swann.
The chick from
the dead.
From Ocean's 11, like the one that's
not Jodie Foster,
the only
Julia
one,
Roberts,
the only chick in the movie,
Julia Roberts,
Jodie Foster,
no Julia Foster, Roberts, it's not Jodie Foster,
the Colonel,
Jodie Foster would direct,
the Colonel from the KFC,
Colonel Sanders, Colonel Bernie
Bobby
Sanders,
Bobby Moynihan.
Oh, I love
make
Bobby
a guest
Moynihan.
Appearance.
Only as drunk uncle, though.
You know what else is going to make a guest appearance?
What?
A public service announcement right now.
Oh, we're doing that now?
Yeah.
Well,
wait, no,
you know
I already read that one.
How Australia is often referred to as Down Under.
I don't.
We've read that one.
Come on, I like this one, though.
No, we've read
I had
it.
A good segue.
No, you have to pick a different one.
Jesus Christ.
Pick the one about bear attacks. I like that one.
No, wait.
No, bear attacks. Did you have bear claw in it?
Okay. No, I could make a joke
about
that one.
Of course he picks up the graph in it.
I don't want to do that one. No. No.
Hey, let's play the game, be bad at their job.
No.
I guess Daisy's winning.
Well, okay, I picked one.
Yeah, but we've already done it, so that rules it out.
No. We've repeated multiple times.
We never repeat.
We've done the birth control one like 3 times.
I've never done anything about birth control.
Yeah, we have.
No, you're making
this up. I know
I've
done the birth control.
I also don't know how birth control works.
You've done it 3 times.
This is totally
true.
I disagree.
All right, so Australia is often called Down Under, and we know Australia was once a country full of criminals. So here are things to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. Give me some sound effects. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States. I just realized that was like the Jeb Bush please clap. A rate of 730 per 10,000 people. China, which is 4 times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.5 million people in prison. All of them should be named Charlie.
A
rate of 117 Charlies per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 Charlies per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners.
His hair is weird today. Let's
numbers to think
about
a message in the public. In the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You know, by
briefs.
Giving it my name, no one understood what you were saying, and so no public services were given by you today.
Yeah,
I disagree.
I'd say that we're the winners with our pettiness.
Let's play another song.
Organ donations.
Who's under? Let's do Under the Pressure.
I got it.
Who's it by?
David Bowie and Queen.
No, Under the.
Under the Pressure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just definitive article. Deliberately confusing. The War on Drugs.
This is The War on Drugs with Under the Pressure. Thank you. That was the War on Drugs with Under the Pressure, and
V good.
Yeah, it is a really good song. And hey. it's got the title of Nixon's War on Drugs, which was a hopelessly misguided policy. No, that was Richard M. Nixon.
Not well executed. Not well executed.
It was definitely not Reagan. You may be confused with another funnily named
Just
program.
Say No.
No, I was talking about Star Wars.
I was thinking about Just Say No, but also Star Wars.
When he wanted a satellite defense grid.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Satellites and
lasers. Lasers.
And well, not just space lasers, but also land-mounted lasers.
All the lasers.
Not a terrible idea, but definitely not the idea that you would want to propose during a Cold War.
I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, the idea of a missile defense system is something that kind of started with Star Wars and did kind of revolutionize into what we have now. Useful stuff.
Space lasers.
Doing it with lasers is kind of a bad idea, but I don't know.
Hey guys, I have a game.
What?
Okay, so like 4 songs ago, I hid something under my backpack. What is it?
It's a piece of paper.
Well, you have to guess.
Is it a piece of paper?
That's a really boring guess, and I'm a little disappointed that you think I can't be more spontaneous than that.
Elvis Presley.
Closer. It is closer to Elvis Presley than a sheet of paper.
Elvis Presley's illegitimate child.
Closer.
Is it the Lindenberg baby?
No, I don't know what that is.
Who's Lindenberg?
The Lindenberg baby.
What is that?
You never heard of that?
I've never heard of that in my life.
It's like the baby that was kidnapped. Like a big...
Okay, every city has their own one of those.
No, yeah. But this is like a national one. You ever heard of this?
Yeah, go ahead. Use my computer without asking
me. Yeah, let me Google this.
Of course.
Talk about something else for
me. By all means. You use Safari?
It works better on Macs.
No, it doesn't.
What do you use,
Chrome? I'd rather use dial-up than use Safari.
No, that's a lie.
Charles Augustus Lindbergh Jr. was the eldest son of aviator Charles Lindbergh.
You could have said Lindbergh. You said Lindenberg, you dunce.
You're the dunce.
I'm not a dunce, because you said it wrong.
I pronounce things incorrectly sometimes.
No, you're not
Oregon,
even...
Oregon?
Hold off. You're not even pronouncing it incorrectly.
Lindbergh baby.
You're not even pronouncing it incorrectly with the correct letters. You're just making up a name.
For perspective, my grandmother was born in 27.
How could it be Lindenberg?
So she was 5 when this
It's just like a thing
happened.
That... That's
no,
the way
no,
I pronounce
it isn't.
It.
How on earth could there be Lindenberg?
How does this relate to under?
Because you're an idiot.
Literally, my grandmother was 5 when this happened.
Chris, how can it be Lindenberg if there's no E-N?
I think he's thinking of the Hindenburg.
Yeah, he's just being wrong. It's Lindbergh.
That's just how I pronounce it. That's
no,
just
that's,
how I...
That's like just not even... You're not even
what
pronouncing
doing,
the
Chris?
Word that you're saying.
I'm poking you.
When you pronounce it like that, you're actually not even referencing the correct thing because you're not referencing it.
So let's rewind to the game.
What's underneath my backpack? Radio show. I'm holding this.
So
no, let's just play another song.
Any other guesses?
Let's play another song so I can rage.
Do you guys want to know now or do you want to know later?
Later.
Okay.
This is The Church with Under the Milky Way.
I like how he knows this all by memory.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Down Memphis, lower the curtain down, all right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were like.
in school. I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be. And I'd love to mix in circles, cliques, and social coteries. That's me.
Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be happy?
Show me the mosh pit.
Can we be happy?
So that's about it for our show as we speak over the fun tones of Ben Folds. Isn't it, guys?
Yes. It's a great song. I love this song.
No one asked for your opinion.
Did we talk about...
But your opinion is welcome.
Did we talk about under anything except for underwear?
We talked about what's underneath backpack.
True.
And y'all still need to guess it.
I don't really care. I'll find out in a moment.
Is it something that I value?
Yes.
What is it?
A heart?
You have to guess.
A human heart?
No.
A goat heart?
No.
A sheep heart?
Is it the floor of the radio station?
No. It's on top of the floor of the radio station.
Carpet?
No. On top of that as well.
A couch?
It, like, he was in my backpack, and then I put it underneath my backpack.
What is it?
You have to guess.
I'm done guessing. Is it a thing?
What?
Is it a thing?
It is a thing.
Okay. Does it start with letter A?
No.
Is it between A and L?
Yes.
Is it between A and G?
Do you want me to tell you or not?
Yes.
Okay. It's a frisbee.
Oh, it's not something I value.
You love frisbee.
No way.
Remember the one time I threw a frisbee at you and you were like, get out? That's because you love frisbee and you wanted to play with it by yourself.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, because it's really easy to play with a frisbee on your own.
You
obviously.
Just go, whoop.
It's like making a pizza.
Well, no, you throw it far away, and then you have to, like, walk over.
Oh, you have
over.
To walk and get it, yeah.
You play in stops and starts.
And then you throw it again.
It's good exercise.
It's cool. It's like catch, only not.
No, yeah, when you're just playing alone, it's not at all.
Why do you have a frisbee? Just a long
what?
Time
later. I always have a frisbee.
Really?
Well, I mean, when it's nice out.
Oh, okay.
I'm
so you can't just say always and then qualify.
Well, I always have a frisbee on me when it's like nice.
Okay, there
well,
we go.
By nice, I mean like between. So like, I had one in my backpack at all times between the months of when school started and whenever that was, and like
when it got colder.
December.
Mm. Fair enough.
Yeah,
I get that.
And then I took it out because winter, and yep. then I put it back in last week.
All right.
That means spring.
Yes, these Great. Harsh Boston
spring.
Winters.
So you've been listening to Word of the Day on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Is that what our number is?
Yes. Yeah.
This has been
I don't have a radio.
Under, and our final song is what something that Zach hinted on when he tried to do Africa, but then we were like, nah, you can't do Africa. This is the Men at Work, or Men at Work, with Down Under.
Oh, should I cue that?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, you should just play it.
I'm just gonna click it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Click.
Traveling in a fried-out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?